Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I would like to announce that this coming weekend, and I should have done this a couple of days ago, I will be in Goldsboro, North Carolina. If you are in the Raleigh-Durham area, my understanding is we'll be about an hour away from there. I say my understanding because this is my first trip to preach in the state of North Carolina. I have visited North Carolina, but have never ministered there. So very, very excited. I will be there Sunday morning, and it is, I'm trying to get my times right here, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the Harvest Fellowship Church of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Harvest Fellowship is located at 126 West Walnut Street, Goldsboro, North Carolina, 27530. The pastor is Pastor Pete Norris. I will be there for Sunday morning service at 10 Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, October the 9th. If you want more information, they gave their phone number, so I'll share it with you. If you'd like to call them for more information, you can call 919-736-2909. Of course, all that info is right here at the podcast, or you can get more details at my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule, and you can see where we will be this weekend, and we even have a map there, make it a little bit easier for you to find. Hopefully, you're in the North Carolina area. We'd love to meet you. There's a lot of people that have contacted us over the years. We have a lot of our partners from North Carolina, so we'd be honored to have you come out and join us this weekend for a couple of services in the Goldsboro, North Carolina area. All right, closing out the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, Agrippa has said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul said, "I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains." It's good literature, but it's a heady way of saying, I wish everyone I could talk to would be as persuaded to be a Christian. I wish they were just like me, except for these chains. It's kind of Paul's way of saying, hey, you know, if I'm such a good guy that you almost converted to my message, why don't you let me go? When he said these things, the king stood up as well as the governor and Bernice and those who sat with them. And when they had gone aside, they talked among themselves, saying, "This man is doing nothing deserving of death or chains." And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." Now there's a great debate on whether or not Paul ever makes it to Caesar. Odds are not in his favor that he actually gets to appeal all the way to Caesar. History does not record it that he makes it to Caesar. I've read a few things here and there, but nothing reputable records that he makes it to Caesar, and it's very possible that he dies long before he gets the opportunity, and maybe he was never really going to get the opportunity, but the indication here is that if he had not appealed to Caesar, they were probably going to let him go. And so the story of Paul could have taken a different turn in his latter days if not for that appeal to Caesar. And that is how the 26th chapter of Acts comes to a conclusion. So in 27, we have the beginning of Paul's voyage to Rome. And we will get into the geography of that and show you how even in that Paul is still discerning, and he's still valuable because of his ability to listen to the Spirit. And we'll apply that in different areas over the next few days. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.